Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, some interesting things happening in the arena of public financing. Some candidates are lining up to take advantage of it. Tell us what's going on there.
Right. Well, of course, you're talking about public financing of political campaigns, which has been a controversial subject over the years because some people just don't think taxpayer money should be used that way. But it seems to be going through a resurgence right now. The thought behind that is that it's because it has become just so very hard to run for, say, governor of the state of Maryland. It's just so expensive. And the latest development was that Larry Hogan, who is a Republican, has entered the Republican primary. And although he's a very wealthy man, wealthy businessman, and a long time, he's been in politics for many, many years, he is taking public campaign financing through our state program, which has not been done for 20 years.
Well, one of the interesting historical notes about this is that the most spectacular use of this money was when Ellen Sauerbrey ran against Paris Glendening in the 1990s and came within 6,000 votes of winning that election. And she didn't really believe in public financing, but she took the money anyway because this was how she could compete.
And that was really the last time that it's been used. Now, of course, this year we also have another candidate, Heather Mazier, on the Democratic side. She's a delegate, and she doesn't begin to have the sort of war chest that Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown does or Doug Gansler, the Attorney General. Both she and Hogan, though, will say, not only, yes, this makes it easier for me to run, but also this is a good thing. This is a good government thing because instead of being beholden to huge fundraisers who have their own financial, you know, concerns at heart, you're really beholden to the voters. And it frees you up from raising money to actually going out and campaigning and meeting voters and talking voters and finding out what they want you to do in public office.
Well, it has been not real popular, and people haven't checked off the box that say, yes, I want to participate. In part, I guess, because of public education, and people don't understand really what the purpose of it
well,
is.
Well, that's one of the little wrinkles of the Maryland program, which is different than some others. We do not take the money, as the federal government does, out of taxpayer money. We give taxpayers, you can check off a box and, you know, add a little bit on to your tax payment.
Well, competitive races are good. And so if you provide the money for people to run, you're more likely to get them.
And well, and just to continue our theme about this resurgence, the Montgomery County Council is currently considering a campaign financing plan for county executive and council candidates, and they have a lot of votes. So that looks like it's going to go through. This is something that, by the way, I should say the General Assembly passed legislation last year to enable local governments to do. Plus, Maryland Congressman John Sarbanes, he's got a bill in Washington that would set up a public campaign financing plan for members of Congress.
How much money are we talking about in the governor race?
They would be able to spend a total of $2.6 million. They have to raise about $258,000 in cash through donations of $250 or less, but then they get to spend $2.6 million.
So. And they're going to be way outspent anyway, aren't
they? Well, right now,
by 10 to 1.
Anthony
almost.
Brown has $7 million in the bank. Gansler has $6 million in the bank, more than six.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.